should not be any defense against ourselves. We may differ from other philosophers, but why there should be any defense of philosophy amongst ourselves?
There seems to be some philosophical difference.
That I'm asking, what is a philosophical difference?
One of the points, obvious points that is there, is that many of the boys that are working with Siddha Swarup feel more allegiance to Siddha Swarup than they do to you.
That doesn't matter.
And they distribute his books instead of your books on the street. Which is a fact.
Which is a lie.
Which is a fact.
Why do you do like that? Why do you say
because
that?
Because I have seen it in New Zealand. I have been there myself.
He denies that.
You know that they distribute Prabhupada's books, but they can't give them away as cheaply, that's all.
Like the Godhead is very cheap. It is 12 cents
away.
A piece.
They give those away.
It is 12 cents a piece. You cannot say
but
that.
Anyway. One of the three things men bought from Bhagavad Gita is from Asimov's Angelus, several cases, so the other one is at least well.
Now, I think
I just bought $5,000 worth of Bhagavad Gita's.
That's very good.
What is it for?
You may give them away.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
You will give me away. What is wrong?
Well, you said we should not give the books away. You said we should sell these books.
No, he has purchased. He has purchased. That if you purchase from me and if you give free to others, so what is my loss?
No, there's no loss.
I'm not giving away his book.
No, even if he gives away, that is not fault, you see. Suppose there are, in South Africa, many Indians are purchasing our books and giving to the library. So somebody will read it. So that is not a fault. If I purchase from you and give it, distribute it free to somebody else, that is not wrong.
Srila Prabhupada, I don't think that there's any difference in philosophical understanding or anything. I mean, it's just a basic point that there's different ways of working in a sense, and
so,
I won't...
That should be adjusted because we have to work. If we make differences amongst ourselves, then how work we?
I think, Srila Prabhupada, that the difference is that we are willing to spread Krishna consciousness according to your instruction. But Siddhar, they have their own way. They think they can influence people to take to Krishna consciousness, which is more or less not fully presenting Krishna consciousness in a way of complete surrender. In other words, they are keeping hairs and not full-time devotees, as such as we are to spread it all over the world.
You do not surrender to you personally, Guru Kripa. It means you're not working with you personally.
No.
Unless somebody accepts you or this person,
I'm not,
that
no
person
one accepts me.
You get upset.
Agitate your mind. I warn that if there is any difference, that should be adjusted. We must preach combinedly. That is my point.
So there's no, as far as, well, you have to judge yourself. I can't, you know. As far as I'm concerned, I try to get people to chant Hare Krishna and distribute prasadam. And as far as possible, distribute books freely or for charge.
The chanting is without surrender for the spiritual master.
If I'm trying to get people to chant, that's all I can do. And if that will purify them and surrender will come, how can I force someone to surrender?
I mean, not that everywhere you are preaching, you are expected all of them will be surrendered immediately. That is not expected. Suppose you are preaching among hundreds and thousands of men. So it is not expected that all of them will be immediately surrendered. Is it possible?
No.
The point is that many of us, many of the men that are following the principle strictly, due to his influence, have gone away and have slackened their principles. And that is a fact. like getting up early for Mangalarti, that is not stressed so much. Cutting of the hair,
how do you know
that
things?
Is not stressed so much.
You have never lived with me, nor have you ever heard a lecture
I have experienced
given.
The devotees who have been
anyway,
influenced by
whatever is done. Now let us make some adjustments.
The problem?
What combined? That is my problem.
Srila Prabhupada, the problem is that to work combinedly, they think that that means that I surrender to them and I do everything as they say, otherwise I'm not surrendering. So as far as I'm concerned, I cannot work with them. There's no possibility of that, and yet I don't want to make trouble with them, but I have to try to work as best as I can. But there's no way that I'm going to be able to be organized and controlled by them. People who tried to control me before are now spiritually dead and gone, and I'm not going to put myself under the protection of any of these boys who consider themselves to be great sannyasis or whatever. And it's just not possible for me to do it. I've tried it before. So I have to try to work as best as I can, not get in their way, and follow your instructions as best as possible, getting people to chant, following the principle of yourself.
What is your feeling about the GBC?
I don't know anything about it. And I don't really care about organizing it. I don't care about...
So why don't you become a GBC?
Because I can't work. I can't. There's no way.
Srila Prabhupada, there is one point that each of us thinks that our understanding of Krishna consciousness is the only way. You must realize that this Krishna consciousness is much bigger, much, much bigger than our only concept, that this is bona fide and this is the only way Prabhupada wants it. We must appreciate that Prabhupada is approving all of these ways, including how Siddhartha Swarup Maharaj is preaching, and we must be more tolerant and accept each other. This is not unbonafide. I've read his books.
Prabhupada?
Yes, this is it. You are being intolerant.
Prabhupada, you have said that in the tree, the Chaitanya tree, there's many branches, but they all have to have the same taste.
Well, he has the taste.
Therefore, the essence of the philosophy must be there. And you have also said that the meaning of disciple means discipline. So the devotees have to be trained certain disciplines in their devotional life.
Discipline. Disciple means discipline. The word discipline comes from disciple. Or disciple comes from discipline. So unless there is discipline, there is no question of disciple. Discipline must be. That should be uniform. Otherwise, Shishya, the word Shishya, it comes from the root verb, Sasdhat. Sas means ruling. From this word, Shasan, means government. Shastra, and weapon. And Shastra, scripture. And Shishya, these things have come from the one root. Shasdhat. So, Shasdhat means ruling under discipline. So, there is another English word there. Obedience is the first law of discipline or something. They say, obedience is the first law of discipline. So, I am right, obedience.
Yeah, what is it? More or less, what is it?
No, what is the word exact? There is an English word. Obedience is the first law of discipline. So, unless there is obedience, there cannot be any discipline. And unless there is discipline, there is no question of discipline.
quality of disciples.
Yeah. Disciple means one who follows the disciples.
So there's no disagreement with that. I have no disagreement.
Yeah, that is fine.
I consider that the discipline and a person being disciplined must be voluntary. He must voluntarily put himself under someone's discipline.
Yes, that is accepting spiritual master means voluntarily accepting somebody to rule him.
Mm-hmm.
There is no question. I have no power to rule over you unless you voluntarily surrender.
Yes.
I am Indian. Why you American should over me? You have done it voluntarily.
Yes.
So, in India, they appreciate me only on this point, that I am Indian, I am controlling so many Americans. That is it. They appreciate it. So, this acceptance of Guru means voluntarily surrender. Yes. Shishyasve ham sadhi maham prapanna. The instruction is there in you. Your friends, Krishna and Arjuna, from material point of view, they are equal. He is also belong to the royal family, he is also belong to the royal family, and they are cousin brothers. Equal footing, friend. But still, Arjuna said, now there is no solution. I become your disciple. Shishyasve. Sadhi maang prapanna, I surrender. This is Shishya. Surrender. And then lessons on Bhagavad Gita began. So we have to surrender voluntarily. Otherwise, discipline cannot be implemented.
Yes.
That is one. Shishyasve aham sadhi maang
prapanna. Srila Prabhupada, it mentions in the Nectar Devotion that in the Vidhi Marg, there are many things we don't want to do, but we must do in order to make it better.
That is also modern government, democracy. I do not want to do something, but the parliament pass the law, we have to. Even I do not like. That is discipline. Just like Shriyar Das. Shriyar Das was one of the prominent members of Indian Congress. So he was earning in those days, 50 years ago, 50,000 rupees per month, which is 20 times now increase. 50 years before, you know.
10 lakhs a month. Nowadays, 10 lakhs a month.
At least 5 lakhs he was earning. So the Congress resolution was that non-cooperation. So boycott British court. We are not going. It's a resolution that everyone should give up practice of law in the British court. Resolution. So Shriyar Das did not like that idea. He said that I am earning 50,000. I can give the whole amount for Congress propaganda. Why you are asking me to give up this practice? So, the resolution was, no, we should non-cooperate. We don't want money, we should non-cooperate. So, and he fought in the meeting that this should be withdrawn. So, it was not withdrawn. Then he resigned. He became practically poverty-stricken, because he was earning 50,000 rupees per month and he had no practice, and he was not keeping any money in the bank. When he resigned, then some of his friends, Muhammad Ali, he was also one of the prominent members, he asked, Mr. Das, what is your bank balance? So he replied, I do not know. What is my bank balance? But I know I am debtor to the bank by 2 lakhs. The bank was giving him credit. So this was his position. So my point is, when the he thought to his best that this resolution should be withdrawn and boycott of British coal. But it was not done. But although you are very strong protestant, still came to India. This is modern democracy. If the majority votes is in favor of something, even if I do not like it, I will have to accept it. That is, of course, the so-called democracy. That we do not accept that. Our obedience is to the spiritual master. So in this way, we should, if there is any misunderstanding, this should be addressed and we should watch wholeheartedly. Because our responsibility is very great. We are trying to contribute something to the whole world. It is not a fashion. It is not a fashion. The whole world is suffering for want of God consciousness. So we are trying to give it to the world, God consciousness, in a systematic way, so that they may be highly benefited. So if this is the purpose, but if there is some misunderstanding,
what is the actual disagreement? What is the actual disagreement?
No, disagreement is a matter of process. You are thinking this way, he is thinking that way. That is the difference. Otherwise, he is also eager to push on Krishna consciousness. You are also.
The thing is, both of them are claiming that you are thinking their way.
No, I can't.
That should be adjusted now.
Yes, what is the fact?
I shall give my verdict, which is my way. That's then you have to accept.
My method is...
Not your way, not his way.
Yes.
Let me understand what is the way. You are trying to follow, what is the, he is trying to follow. Now I shall give my verdict that this is the right way.
That's it. That is the best way.
So I am attempting to the Prabhupada.
To be agreeable to that.
Yes. On each point.
Thank you. No more talk now. No. We shall come.
Are you?
You should cook?
I do not know. What is that? One does not like.
Papa.
It's so much bunk up here. Who are these men? Oh, they are watching.
They're Pando.
They are making Pando. Pando.
Black and white,
salt and pepper.
Actually, our this society is United Nations. And if we become disunited, then it is very difficult to adjust. Yeah. linguist.
Hindi also?
Huh? I don't know.
Parikram.
Parikram.
Achyutananda Maharaj just went to Calcutta to arrange everything.
What is the arrangement in Calcutta?
Well, all the devotees are coming and they will be going to Shantipur. And when they come back, they will are working a schedule to take all the devotees to the various Parikram spots.
No, that's all right. I want to say, if we make a procession, then first of all, that is my suggestion, make the devotees first chanting, all the devotees. And then the deity carrying. And then my carriage, my car, and then all the buses. So devotees who become tired, they can sit down in the van and again go on and keep one big pot of halwa. So that others may be distributed, and the devotees, when they are hungry, they can also take it. In this way, how do you like this idea?
We'll do it. I think you'll need more than one pot of halwa.
I think we'll make devotees on the way.
And have wine.
And so long the festival goes on, we should keep always ready one big pot of halwa. Anyone comes, give him this. Anyone comes to visit. By going, take leaf, what is that? Leaf cup, give him.
Everyone on the way. No, that's up and down this road.
Huh? No, no. Anyone who comes within temple.
No, I mean that. I was here.
Huh?
The devotees. And then the deities. And then this car.
That
and
is a procession. In the temple,
generally, cup was prasadam.
Yes, everyone should be given prasadam. Yes.